This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A number of long-standing nonprofit organizations around Montana that help families find and figure out how to pay for childcare will lay off staff or close their doors altogether after Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte's administration ended some or all of their state contracts. Montana's Department of Public Health and Human Services will instead award heaps of state dollars to a New York City-based for-profit firm. When parents with preschool-aged children set out to find childcare, one of the first places they might go is their local child care resource and referral agency. Known as CCR&Rs, these nonprofits receive state funding to refer families to licensed daycare providers that best suit their kids. The organizations also help low-income earners navigate the web of scholarship applications to make childcare more affordable. CCR&Rs handle background checks and fingerprint scans for new employees. They help providers with licensure and offer curriculum materials for early childhood educators. CCR&R staff visit communities around the counties they serve, particularly small rural ones, to establish relationships with families. Agencies provide continuing education for early childhood educators so they don't have to travel elsewhere for that training during evenings or weekends. The Montana Health Department has for years administered CCR&R contracts with six nonprofits in seven regions around the state. The Montana-based and Montana-run brick-and-mortar offices offer places where parents can stop by to walk through their application for Best Beginnings, an income-based subsidy program. The organizations host in-person workshops for identifying quality child care providers and often get to know families on a first-name basis. But now most of the state dollars used to fund these activities have been awarded to Shine Early Learning, a new out-of-state-based provider. When DPHHS issued its request for proposals, it notified existing CCR&Rs that it planned to reduce the number of grantees. The agency also split what had been a single contract into three separate ones, one for family support services like the kind that help parents with Best Beginnings applications, the others for provider resources, and a final for business support. Child Care Connections in Bozeman, District 7 Human Resource Development Council in Billings, Family Connections Incorporated in Great Falls, Greater Butte Community Coordinated Child Care, and Child Care Resources in Missoula all submitted proposals that would have allowed them to continue the work of provider and family support services. All were denied in their bids to work with child care providers. Without the state funds, most of these organizations are looking at de facto closure or hefty layoffs. Heather O'Loughlin, executive director of the Montana Budget and Policy Center, said Wednesday that through decades of doing work with providers and families, CCR&Rs developed regional expertise and housed staff and infrastructure for both functions in the same administrative function. O'Loughlin was providing testimony at the interim legislative committee that oversees the state health department and urged state lawmakers to ask DPHHS for a detailed accounting of the contract process. Missoula's Child Care Resources, for example, currently operates in three counties. Under the new Best Beginnings support contract, it would serve 23 counties, but without the funding earmarked to open new offices in those communities or readily ramp up staffing to do the work at that scale. The underfunding between the money required to do the work and the funds from a single contract mean that Child Care Connections, which has offices in Bozeman and Helena, could not make their budget work. Child Care Connections withdrew from the contract process and announced that it would no longer provide family or provider services after September 30th. The New York contractor Shine Early Learning did not respond to multiple requests for comment about whether it planned to open offices in Montana and other questions about its transition plans when current Montana contracts terminate at the end of this month. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.